All right, I want to start this post-game show off with a question that might be a really stupid question or a question that hits you guys and you're like, oh, I never thought about it.
There are no stupid questions, Chris.
Thank you, Stugatz. And I'm going to start with you, Stugatz, because you have a big house. I want you to tell me in your house, if I ring the doorbell in your house, where exactly is that noise coming from? Where is the speaker for your doorbell in your house?
Well, I have the Ring video doorbell, so I'm assuming it's coming from there, the Ring video doorbell, so I could see people before I answer the door.
I don't think you understand how doorbells work. So
perhaps I don't.
When someone rings the chime, there's a speaker that's associated, that's tethered to the Ring video doorbell, that'll make the sound in your house if you're in your office, because sometimes you don't have your phone on you and you're not paying attention. When someone rings the doorbell, there's a sound that goes in the house. Where is that chime box?
I have no idea.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I thought about it. Like, I don't have a doorbell in my house, actually, but my parents' house doorbell, I hear it all. I've heard it my whole life. I don't know where it comes from.
Probably in the hallway.
But Chris has me thinking, Billy. It's a good question. You're saying probably the hallway, but you're not 100% certain.
There's got to be a little speaker somewhere in the house.
There is.
Right?
It's a box. It's on the wall or whatever. You just need to know. You know what you should do? Just go to your dad's house and have someone ring the doorbell, and then the mystery will be solved.
Roy, why are you shaking your head? Because Billy knows all about this?
No, because Chris doesn't know all about this.
Oh, okay, Roy. Oh, sorry. You know exactly where your doorbell speaker is. Where is it, Roy?
I know exactly where my dad's doorbell speaker is. It's right by the door, right by the kitchen, hanging on the wall.
Where's your doorbell?
Chris, they're mocking us. They're saying this is obvious. We're dumb, and they're not. I mean, they're mocking us.
It's just something I had never really considered. I had always heard the doorbell, but I never knew where it was.
I just recently moved, and I was super excited to finally have a doorbell because I had a doorbell in my townhome, but it was broken. Now I know where the box was located, but it never worked. And sometimes you're upstairs, you can't hear someone knock, and I certainly don't have a Ring situation there. When I moved into my new place, I had a Ring video doorbell installed, and I set it all up, and I put the chime box in where I thought was the best place in the house for it. First wall, first corner after the front door living room area, there's a bit of a hallway, and I have it smack dab in the middle of the house so the sound can extend throughout the house. I think this is the normal placement, right, Billy?
Yeah, I mean, it's usually like somewhere, it has to be somewhere that it's evenly distributed, right? You don't want to have it like in a back room or something.
Right. Also, the Ring distributes throughout the house properly, like evenly. Is that what you're saying? You could hear it.
Yes, I've never.
You could hear it the same in every room. That's important, huh?
Yeah. I feel like the next evolution of this conversation that seems to be dying down a little bit is, did you guys ever ding dong ditch when you were little?
Of course. Ring and run, we called it. Ring and run.
Oh, ring and run. Yeah. I feel like Tony, I'm looking around the Zoom, I feel like Tony had a good ding-dong ditch like time in his life.
Nah, that wasn't me. I wasn't on that vibe.
What was the most like the craziest thing you did as a kid? The rascally thing you did as a kid?
I wasn't that mischievous as a kid. Like, I know people do like eggings of houses and obviously like knocking and running and all so, of that. And I never did that.
In the Northeast, we have a night before Halloween that's called Mischief Night. Did you guys have that down here? Like, everyone goes out and they just create mischief. One night we lit a street on fire. We did. We did. It wasn't me. It was this other guy, Greg Panula. And Penny, I love you. We lit a street on fire, but that was a time where you would put like, you know, you would throw like garbage bags at people's house. It was a mess.
It was
a terrible time. I mean, I regret it, but Mischief Night was the name of the night. So Greg we would Panula. Play Ring and Run, but here's the question I would have for you, Greg Panula, Penny. Here's the question I would have for you, okay? I hate the doorbell. When the doorbell rings, I can't say it's annoying, and my dog starts barking. But I love, if I'm approaching someone's house and my choice is a good, solid knock on the door or ringing their doorbell, I will knock on their door every time. I love a good knock on the door.
Oh, no. I'm a ringer. I'm a doorbell ringer if I walk up to someone's house.
I had a bunch of adventures when I was a kid. Probably the craziest thing that I did, Chris, to answer your question, was me and my tight-knit group of friends, you know, a bit of an odd group of friends. You know, there was a chubby kid and... the kid that was bullied, but, you know, ragtag group. We heard that there was actually a murder around where we lived, and there was, like, a missing body. And we're like, let's go find this body. And, we're just little kids. We know nothing. And we're just marching down, and sure enough, we happen upon this body.
What?
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy. And then there's this marsh, and there's leeches, and it turns out we learn actually a lot about ourselves.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but we keep in touch with each other all this time, and we still talk about it to this day. I mean, great group of guys. They've really
stood
by me.
That had to scar you.
Right. You found a dead body. Like, I mean,
oh my God.
Yeah. That's the plot for Stand By Me.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, how am I supposed to know that's a movie? He said, I had a group of friends and we just went and we found a dead body. Like,
you know, my family bought this house and Casper lived in it. And then Casper's uncles or something also lived in the house.
See,
and
that one's like a dead giveaway. See, that one I know.
Walked around. Dead giveaway. Crazy thing.
That one I could pick up on.
Friendly ghost at Casper. And a mattress.
And a Chicago White Sox play-by-play voice now.